Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So in the 34th chapter of the book of Exodus, we get the story of Moses coming down from the mountain, having spent time in the presence of God. And we read this: "When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining. The skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near Moses." So after speaking and interacting with God, Moses looked different. He just appeared different to those who saw him. He was radiant. He shined. Something of the light and life of God shone through him. You know, there really is a glow that can accompany the lives of people who attempt to make time for God. Time spent in prayer, time spent in spiritual reading, time spent in worship does have this way of transforming and enlightening people. I mean, there are certain folks who just seem aglow with the presence and peace of God. And when we attempt to spend time in the presence of God, it stands to reason that something of God's presence would rub off on us, just as it did for Moses. So I'm curious, have you seen someone, answer this question for yourself, have you seen someone who appears to shine with the Spirit of God? Who is it, and how does that come across to you? So have you seen someone who appears to shine forth the Spirit of God? Take some time to reflect on that question today. Now let's pray. Lord God, we ask that you light up our lives. Allow your presence to fill ourselves fully. Help us to look as different as we possibly can as a result of being made different through your grace and love. Lord God, we will try to find ways into your presence so that part of you, part of your Spirit, can rub off and travel with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.